The purpose of a more visual and digital SOA is to communicate with the client the important and relevant information about the advice being provided. This information should enable the client to make an informed decision about whether to act on the advice and to improve on the mantra of clear, concise, and effectiveness of the SOA. Also to improve the design and the user experience of the SOAs based on insights from behavioral research on how people find and understand the information in a digital world, and to assist planners in the ability to create a relatively simple and effective communication tool that complies with the legislation. It's also important to cover what we have not focused on. The SOA, according to RG90, is a communication tool that sets out and explains the advice. It has not and should not be designed for use as a compliance tool, a mechanism to protect the providing entity against liability, a complete record of all the information that you would expect to find in the client file, or a place to include additional information not required by law, like educational material, which may be linked or attached or provided separately. During this consultation process, the review of words used in communication were considered outside of the scope. However, in saying this, we did come across examples of how planners could improve their communication based on the words they used, and we'll provide links to these examples.